So it is interesting, isn't it, to really look at your life and realize two things. The first is that the experiences that you're having, that you can see, that you can hear, that you're aware of through sensory information, the people in your life, these are just projections of your own ideas. Now, when we say these are just projections, we don't mean to dismiss the impact that your presence in another person's life has, or their presence in your life has. You're blending reality together in these very magnificent and very wonderful ways. And at the same time, it is very powerful to notice that when you see someone else doing something, you have done one particular thing, and that is you have taken an idea that belongs to you, and you have, in a way that is quite powerful and that happens very easily, you have projected it outward onto someone else and are now actually beginning to understand the impact of that thought by watching what the other person appears to you to be saying or appears to you to be doing. So you have not only the example of the person acting out your idea, but you also have your own interpretation. And one of the things that we often say about this is that after a while, you'll begin to realize how brilliant it is for you to project your stuff, so to speak, out into the world for someone else to pick up and to bring and to show it to you and to say, da 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 da, here's the thing that you're doing. Now, this, if you approach it in this way, it has two effects. One is that you're totally letting the other person off the hook for whatever it is that they're doing because you realize that they're not doing it to you, if you have any perception of that at all. They're doing it for you. It really is to your benefit, and it is really there helping you. The second thing that it does is it actually makes it easier for you to think about what you're seeing because you now have it projected outward, and this person is now acting for you on your behalf to your benefit and demonstrating something to you that then you can stand there and watch and in your own mind actually take in and decide what it means. Now, if we were in your shoes, we would never take any of these things to mean, this is that thing that I'm doing wrong. So, in the example, for instance, of someone coming to us and saying, look, I'm seeing all of these other people who are acting out things, and to me it looks like the same thing as moving the deck chairs around the Titanic. The ship is obviously going down, and all they're doing is trying to make it look better instead of actually going to the core of the issue. Now, from our perspective, if you yourself are moving the deck chairs or you yourself are watching someone else do it, the very first thing we would say is abandon ship. Meaning it's time to jump off of that particular idea. If the idea is sinking and you don't like what is happening, well then the thing to notice is that you have an opportunity to change your mind. And so, unlike being on the actual Titanic, you can abandon ship and abandon the idea. Now, does that mean that the circumstances will change? Perhaps they will, perhaps they won't, but that's not the point. This is a vibrational effect that you're looking at that does have physical manifestations in some shape or form, some of which may seem to be really big, like the sinking of a ship, and others of which may be just annoying or irritating. It doesn't really matter where the physical manifestation lies. What matters is what is the vibrational tone. And if you see someone else on a sinking ship, what you can know is that probably what you're doing is trying to hold on to an idea in some way, shape, or form, and trying to prop it up, trying to keep it going because you think it has some benefit for you. But no thought that feels worse has any benefit for you other than what you can leverage out of the contrast that arises from it. But you don't need an idea to be one that feels worse in order to get juicy contrast. You can get juicy contrast with thoughts that feel better. You don't need a Titanic sinking in order to get the lesson, because there is no lesson to be gotten. All that we are suggesting here is that if you see this going on, it might be time to abandon ship, which just means to give up, just means to let go. And the practical way we would suggest that you do that is just to say to yourself in some way, shape, or form, I'm completely willing for this thing to completely fall apart. I'm completely willing for this idea to completely crumble. Now, when we bring your helpers into this topic, one of the things that we want to suggest that you do is that instead of trying to figure out what the sinking of the Titanic means to you, is you could certainly turn to your helpers and you could say, help me see this for what it's benefiting me. Help me see this as clearly as possible. Not because I need to get it right, but because I really want to leverage the contrast of this experience. Now again, they may tell you what we're telling you, which is jump ship. It's time to get off that boat. It's time to get off of that particular train of thought and move on to something that actually does feel better. What we notice for most of you is that the only reason you wouldn't do that is not because you don't understand what we're saying. It's because you do understand very well what we are saying. And what you would tend to do generally is to hold on because you think, no, I can make this work itself out. And that's where your helpers can really help you. Because you could certainly say to them, show me how this could be better. Not because of what you're going to do to make it better, but because it gives you some more freedom. If you start thinking about other things that could be possibly happening in this scenario, in this instance, it might be easier to say, okay, well, I'm going to give up what I'm holding on to because I know that the universe of my thoughts is actually just trying to deliver something to me that's actually much better than what I'm trying to hold on to. That's why this worse feeling thought keeps feeling worse and worse and worse. That's why I've been so smart as to project this out onto someone else, because now I have the opportunity to abandon ship and let go of whatever this thing is that I keep thinking is so important. Now, if you were to be thinking in terms of something as dramatic as rearranging the deck chairs on the ship Titanic, that's a really, really big deal. It's a really, really big deal. Here you have this supposedly invincible ocean-going boat that could just sail right through any number of icebergs, and suddenly it's been demonstrated to not be able to do that, and now it's breaking apart in icy, icy waters. It's cold. It's time to jump ship. Whatever the thing is, whether it's a big deal, whether it's a little deal, whether it's nothing at all, if it feels worse, there's nothing there for you. But when we say that, we're not saying that if you don't let go, something even worse is going to happen. We just mean it's going to get progressively more painful, because that's how this works. The more you stick to something, the more you use your will to grab onto an idea and stay with it because you think that your job is to manage it. And again, this is another wonderful place where your helpers can come in and say, it's okay to let go. And you can certainly turn to your helpers and say, remind me that it's okay to let go. Help me focus in on the relief of release. Help me focus in on the ease of letting go. And they will be right there with you. But we would suggest, just generally speaking, that when you see the Titanic going down, it is time to abandon ship. There's nothing noble about being the last person who's standing there as the water covers the boat and takes you under. It's helpful to remember that you can always let go. And even if you were standing there on the actual ship as it was sinking, we would still be suggesting, just let go. Let it be okay to go down with the ship. Because one of the things that does is it drops the resistance that you have to the current moment experience. So if you're standing there on the ship and you're holding onto the railing as it's tilting, letting go and just saying, okay, I'm willing to let go. You have no idea where that's going to lead you. And we know that the cultural story is you're supposed to hold on with all your might and not let go and save yourself in that way by resisting, resisting, resisting. But what you don't know, because none of you are in that situation right at this red hot minute, you may be in situations that you think are approaching that. You may be seeing other people in situations that are approaching that. But these sort of quote-unquote life or death issues where we take metaphors out to their wildest possible extent, even in a situation like that, letting go actually allows you to think more clearly because you're no longer governed by the fear of the unknown. We're not talking about what happens if you're standing on the train track and the train is coming and there's an inevitability. We're talking about when you have more options than you think you do. Yes, the ship is listing, but it's not over yet. When the train is coming down the track, being over is pretty imminent, and your body will take over and will give you the adrenaline necessary to get off the tracks. But we're talking about the slow sinking. There's always opportunities, there's always possibilities, there's always something you haven't thought of, because that situation is temporary. It will be over eventually, but between now and then, just standing there and holding on tightly isn't going to help you. So when you see yourself or someone else in that place, we would say, generally speaking, it's a call to let go, and your helpers can help you with this by just simply reminding you as you ask them to do so that it really is okay to let go.